I'm Katie Jackson and I'm from Sheffield and I'm a fourth year modern languages student studying German and Spanish. I've just come back from a year abroad, so quite a shock to the system being back in Durham. But in July this year, I'm going to Sri Lanka to a village called Matara on the south of the island for 10 weeks with a group of 16 undergraduate students to help rebuild a school and to teach English and play sports and do like crafts and things with the local community and to give not just kind of like financial support but kind of emotional support as well.
Okay, Katie, so what got you interested in joining the project in the first instance?
Well, a few things actually, because one of my good friends, she did the project I think in 2006 or 2007, and she just talked and talked and talked about it. And because obviously I'm finishing my degree this year, I thought I'd really like to finish doing something like worthwhile to the community and doing something that I'd never really done before. And I've never been to that part of the world at all, and I thought I really need quite a big cultural shock and quite a big step in the real world before I kind of started an actual job. And I thought this would be a brilliant way to kind of end my university degree.
That's great. And what kind of things are you doing at the moment to prepare yourself for the trip?
Well, actually, I'm currently sorting out fundraising, which is quite a fun task. We've decided to do quite a lot of group work, so we're organising like a studio night club in Durham, and we're organising a raffle as well, asking like local shops and bars and restaurants to give us kind of prizes and things. But I mean, besides that, I'm obviously kind of talking to my friends that had been there and former students to kind of just so I know what to expect. Looking at, you know, books and on the internet, just to kind of have a bit of an idea. But I mean, I'm still not entirely sure what I'm going to expect, really, but I'm looking forward to that.
And what kind of things are you hoping to give to the community while you're out there for your 10-week stay?
Well, I think, I mean, besides the physical resources that we'll be providing, I think it's important, like, the exchange in cultures, I think, will be an amazing experience. I mean, I'm not going out with the attitude that, you know, we're a lot better, they can gain everything from us. I'm really looking forward to taking a lot from their culture as well. And I mean, obviously the village has been through a really traumatic experience, and some of the, you know, the children and the adults, they've been through so much, and I'd just quite like to be able to give some emotional support as well. I mean, there's obviously going to be a bit of a language barrier, I think, but, you know, even just so they feel that there's someone there and that somebody, you know, other people actually are doing something and do care for them, I think.
And what are you looking forward to most about your time out there?
I think I'm looking forward to, like, meeting new people. I mean, not just the community, but, I mean, also the students that I'm going out with. There's other groups from, like, a sports group, a community group, postgrads. And I think it'll be brilliant to kind of, for 10 weeks, I'm going to be with these same 16 people. I think difficult, but brilliant. I mean, and obviously from the community itself, I think really getting involved. I mean, I've learnt from being on a year abroad, actually, that after 10 weeks, you really do feel fully submerged into a community. I mean, it's not like Western culture at all. I think that's one of the things I'm looking forward to most.
That's great. And what do you think is going to be the most difficult or the most challenging element of your time out in Sri Lanka?
Probably coming home. I'm not sure, but I think, well, obviously you make such great bonds with the people that you're working with for 10 weeks. I mean, you're living with them, working with them, doing everything together. I think it is really quite tense. So I think they become kind of your family, and kind of like looking back on what we've done and thinking we've really helped, I think that'll probably be the most difficult thing leaving.